With that whistle today in Athens, the Women's Olympic Soccer Championship game ended and an American celebration began. The United States team beat Brazil 2-1 in overtime to win the gold medal. It was an especially meaningful victory for the Americans. Several of their biggest stars, including forward Mia Hamm, are retiring from World Championship competition. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us now from Athens. Tom, tell us about this game.
Fabulous game, Robert. A real exciting, hard-fought game. There was lots of attacking on offense, and as our editor here, Uri Berliner, said, the Brazilian women seem to have been hanging out with their male counterparts from Brazil. The men are said to play the beautiful game, and indeed the women are great ball handlers. They're very fancy with the footwork, and they gave U.S. goalkeeper Brianna Scurry all she could handle. She spent a lot of the game leaping horizontal to the ground, blocking Brazilian shots, and Brazil certainly will regret the two shots that bounced off the post of the U.S. goal, a few inches, and those could have been scores.
Either one would have ended the game in regulation, 2-1, but instead it went to overtime.
That's right. It did go to overtime. And 22 minutes into the 30-minute overtime, forward Abby Wambach scored the winning goal. And 8 minutes later, the U.S. women had the gold medal. They went over to the U.S. cheering section in a largely empty stadium. They blew kisses to the fans and draped American flags around their shoulders.
Abby Wambach is one of the younger players on this team, but they're calling it the end of an era because this is really goodbye to so many veteran women soccer players.
It really is. Five players on this team played on the first Women's World Cup Championship team in 1991. They came to be called the 91ers for obvious reasons. And Mia Hamm, Julie Foudy, Joy Fawcett, Brandi Chastain, and Christine Lilly, really the heart of this U.S. team for over a decade. Hamm, Foudy, and Fawcett have said the Olympics would be their last World Championship level event, meaning no more Olympics and World Cup. And these women helped unleash a soccer revolution with young girls in the U.S. So many kids are playing soccer now, and the success of the U.S. women is largely responsible for that. Personally, I consider myself fortunate to have first reported on this team in 1991, and I followed them through 96 when they won the first ever Olympic women's soccer competition. And of course, you probably remember the 1999 World Cup in the United States, a defining moment for women's soccer, the thrilling shootout at the end with the famous image of Brandi Chastain flinging off her shirt and kneeling on the pitch in soccer shorts and sports bra.
Glorious past. What about the future for women's soccer?
Well, there was actually nice symmetry in this game. The two goal scorers, we mentioned Abby Wambach and the young woman who scored the first, 20-year-old Lindsay Tarpley, they really represent the next generation. It's a fond farewell to the veterans, as you said, but it was these two young pups who led the U.S. to the gold medal. And they also restored the Americans' dominance. In recent years, the U.S. team hasn't been winning the major championships. They lost in the semifinals of last year's World Cup, and this puts them back on top.
Briefly, turning to another high-profile sport, what happened in the men's 200-meter sprint?
Very strange things. The crowd was booing at the beginning. They held up the race for several minutes. They were also chanting Kenderis, Kenderis. That was in reference to their missing Greek hero, Kostas Kenderis, who was supposed to be running this event. He, of course, withdrew from the Olympics after missing a doping test and threw this country into turmoil. But once the race started, though, it was an American sweep. Sean Crawford won the gold medal, Bernard Williams the silver, and 100-meter champion Justin Gatlin won the bronze.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Tom Goldman in Athens. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.